What are the fastest ways of clearing energetic emotional pain or patterns or false core beliefs within me? Is meditation, somatic mindfulness, healthy eating, tapping, etc., the fastest ways? Are there other adjunct activities? Does seeking out and participating in present moment activities increase the level of expansion and consciousness? Or is it faster to just face all of the fears that prevent me from expressing my highest potential?
And so we would point out the resonance of the question. And there's a multitude of resonances there, so we would like to answer a few different ways. One way that was not mentioned, all the ways are good, although we would not recommend facing all your fears at once. Your ego would resist in ways that would feel very bad to the chemistry within the body. We would recommend that you engage in higher frequency as much as you can. And so the way that we were explaining earlier through the example of a healer holding a higher vibration. And so when you come around anybody channeling truth and never fear, you will always know the vibration is high if there is never fear, never criticism, never reprimand. That is what you want to look for. If you can get around people who can hold a vibration of acceptance, non-resistance, enthusiasm, delight, love of self and others, if you can get around that, it will support you at many, many levels. You can do it by listening to music that is created by people who are dedicated to that change, through art. Throughout all time on Earth, humanity has evolved itself by reaching for higher vibration through expressions of creativity that are given. You can also lower your vibration the same way. And so if you look at, and we have taught often, through Helen and through the tappings, we have taught very often, the fastest way that we see for Earth beings in this form is to address all five bodies, to look at the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, the energetic body, and to look, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, and energetic bodies, to look, are you addressing all bodies? And then we would take you further. And because we are experienced with you in many questions, because we have access to all of Helen's experiences, we would say, again, pay attention to your dominant resonance. If you are in judgment or resistance, criticism or reprimand, if you are in unforgiveness, in any way, you are slowing yourself down. That would be the first aspect, to practice speaking, to practice thinking, to practice feeling acceptance, acceptance of what is. We are speaking that which is called Christ consciousness, that which is called a higher level of unconditional love, that which is called divine acceptance. It is a lack of interference with allowing yourself to evolve. And then we would point out that as long as you are perceiving yourself in impatience, if you are thinking it needs to be faster, you are actually limiting yourself. If you could instead create moments of time where you just love the tool that you are using, just love it for whatever it gives you in that moment, you would expand your capacity at all levels of your being vibrationally to have more good. And yet every moment that you take your eyes off of what you are doing right and you look at that which you are not doing fast enough in your perception, or every moment you take your eyes off of that which is going right on Earth, in others, for others, around you, in your own experience, and you look at that which you wish was different, you are slowing yourself down. So it is not maybe a matter in your ideal to see how to go faster. You might would like to focus yourself on how you could stop slowing yourself down. And that is what we would like to offer you.
Thank you.